why should I be visible? I'm not the government. Neither is the MDC the government. We are busy with our internal processes in the party. The national responsibility of ensuring that the country is being steered on the right direction is ZANU-PF, which they are failing. We are not the government, and therefore we cannot answer for government shortcomings. When we are a government, then we can answer for our shortcomings. When we are in opposition, all we can point out is that the country is leaderless. There is a leadership vacuum. Things are going our way. And to me, can't say, oh, because ZANU-PF is failing, what is MDC going to do about it? Doing about it? We can't do anything. We are not in government.
But are you not supposed to be showcasing your policies as it were to say?
That's what our Congress is all about. That's where we demonstrate our leadership and our alternative policies. To continue to shout in the midst of ZANU-PF confusion is not going to help. What we can say is that we've got our Congress. It is one that is going to define the path of the party and the path of the country.
The MDC has also threatened to organize a street protest. Is that still an option?
Yes, it's still very much an option. Not a street protest, but to say that the country is in doldrums and that the people cannot just watch while they're being driven to the brink. It's up to the people to express themselves. That's what I was saying. And that expression may be done through actions, through protests, through whatever, but it's a constitutional right.
Your critics are saying the protests, Mr. Changira, is a means of remaining relevant and not really about the suffering of the masses.
I can't seek relevance through protests. I've been leader of this party for the last 15 years. I cannot seek relevance. If people do not appreciate my relevance, I don't think they will appreciate my relevance just because there's been a street protest.